Here in the KALW newsroom, we have a very international team with cultural burial customs of our own. Reporter RTM's Kuna Hofs is from Latvia and says cemeteries there aren't always somber places. In fact, they can be quite festive.
First of all, graveyards are a big deal in Latvia. People take pride in how beautiful graveyards are there and often take traditions around them very seriously. There is even a common term, kapu kultūra, which means graveyard culture. For instance, one is supposed to bring only even numbers of flowers to a graveyard, let's say 2 or 4 roses or tulips. That's why one should never try to bring 2 roses or any other flowers to a birthday. That would be a serious offense. One always brings an uneven number of flowers to any other place besides a graveyard. At the center of Latvian graveyard culture is the graveyard holiday, or kapu svētki in Latvian. It's such a distinct tradition that recently one of the theaters in Latvia made a whole play about it. So true. So, how do you celebrate our graveyard holiday? Of course, you go to the graveyard where your relatives are. For many people, it often means driving to the village their family comes from. In many cases, the graveyard holiday is the only time during the year when they can meet all their distant relatives. And people eat and drink right at their dead relatives' tombs. There is also usually a priest from a local church and maybe even a small band playing. For many, this is a time and place to see and be seen. New shoes, fresh haircuts, and clean shirts are prepared for the occasion. And often, in the evening, there is dancing and other festivities in the village near the graveyard. It's important to know that kapu svētki doesn't have a particular date. It happens all through the summer. So sometimes people spend several weekends driving around the country to have a drink and a piece of pie at their relatives' tombs.